morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, our God.
Lord, our God, omnipotent, right.
Is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I thank him that he is.
Yes.
He blessed us. Yesterday morning was an interesting morning for me. As soon as I woke up, the Lord started talking. At random, he's been telling me his return is soon.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to, you know, prophecy that's going to happen all throughout next year. And some even after that. And I said, Lord, if you're coming soon, because I think you are, then there's still a prophecy ahead of time. And he clears some things up for me. I said, random, I'm not thinking about his return. I'm thinking about what I'm doing. And he'll say, my return is soon. Mm-hmm. Or, continually. He's been doing that for a while now. And so yesterday, he cleared some things up for me.
Amen.
There's a darkness that covered the earth to hinder people from spreading the gospel, being the gospel, living it out, and winning souls. Isaiah prophesied about this darkness, but he gave us the light.
Amen.
The enemy, in his mischief, he infiltrated the church with lies to hold things back. You know, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils. It got into the theologian schools, the colleges. And that's why people have such a hard time with healing. Unbelief and doubt.
Unbelief is your enemy.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelief is your enemy.
He just told me just yesterday, he can take a person that just got saved and train them faster than a person that's been saved a long time that's been trained wrong.
Preach that. Reach that.
He can. To overcome this darkness, you have to have a healthy intake of his word. And people have to receive it in their heart. A man went to heaven and the Lord talked to him, but his words got it, was part of him because he was in the Lord's presence that he received. It's the same thing when we study the word of God. But when people are taught wrong, they read whatever they were taught into the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to get it is to receive more of God's word, and it will expose the darkness for what
mm-hmm.
it is.
Yes. Shaka-taka.
The darkness has to be dealt with before he can use us as individuals to bring on this revival that we're praying for. And he's giving it because we asked for it. Our prayers avail much.
Amen.
As we can't partake in it unless we drive out the darkness that will hinder us. Personal darkness, challenges. I've seen so many people go forward in the things of God, and then they back off after a challenge happens.
Uh-huh.
They slow down or quit altogether once they're challenged.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. Paul said, I've been beaten, I've been this, I've been that. And he didn't back down. He just laughed and what the next, plays,
He didn't care. He laughed at it.
Matter of fact, he got bored.
We get knocked down with just everyday life challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't move.
People get offended over nothing.
Oh, my God. Don't go there. Don't go there.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I've been on a marathon of David Hogan, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, on a marathon of David Hogan, okay? This man right here, this year, last year, okay?
You told me about him a while back, didn't you?
Yeah, this man, he is modern-day Paul. He's the modern-day Paul.
What is his name?
David Hogan. Himself, he's with his hand, he has raised 38 people from the dead. Now, count his ministry. His ministry has raised 600 from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
He's modern day Paul. He has been shot, stabbed, you name it. But last year, Mexico is going through a war zone. He's a missionary there. He's got a whole team. He's got 600 churches in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
He started. Yeah. He started.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife, They've been married for almost 50 years. They were coming to the United States to bring their trucks up for service because they couldn't do it down there. Okay, and it's a 10-hour drive. They were going through war, okay? And they had to drive straight through it, okay? Bullets flying on both sides.
Oh, my God.
Nothing happened to them. They just kept going. He says this right here, and he is absolutely, it's all from the Word of God. Every bit of it. And I got to say this out of Psalms. Brother, that teaching on Psalms 119, you need to do it again. let me tell you something. I've read this a million times, but I've never really, now I get it, okay?
Oh, people forever, are getting stuff this morning. What is it?
Forever, O Lord.
Hi-ya-ya.
Forever, it says, forever, thy word is settled.
Yes, amen.
So what does that mean?
Settled.
It's over. There's no debate. There's nothing, and Jesus is that word. Nothing can penetrate. Nothing can stop it. The gospel will go forward.
Yes.
And let me tell you something, man. I told David this the other day. What is all this for if we just keep learning and not using it?
You have to. Mm-hmm. When we follow God, He's going to train us to destroy our darkness. Darkness don't have to be a part of your life. You can't cut the snake in half. Crush his head. I like to get down to the... You can't go any further unless you do this. You have to stop him in his tracks. And you have to stop him in your life. If there's darkness that you haven't dealt with, you'll start a mighty move of God, go forward, and then he'll pull your string and you'll mess it all up.
Yep.
In front of everybody. And then that becomes their expectation. God told Isaiah to walk naked and barefoot against the Egyptians and the Ethiopians. So they would see what's going to happen to them. They had a visual. When a strong man falls, his followers falls with him. People that don't know better. I've seen it so many times. When people are in an atmosphere where they're trained right, they do right.
Yeah.
If they're in the atmosphere of healing, they get healed.
Amen.
I've seen churches, I've seen every other church I went to had more funerals. More funerals. But people are being healed of all kinds of things, cancers. And it's happening. Not in one day, it happens all the time. Every time. Every day. But what does Pastor do? He trains. He's changing families that change the world.
But have you seen any news reports? That should be first thing on ABC, CBS, NBC News. Man raised from the dead.
Amen.
People healed. Yeah, but you never hear.
He's walking in a light because he trained. He received from the Lord. There's no substitute for that. When you pray and fast.
But what make him so different from the church you see?
Just receive the word and believe it right.
And does it.
And he does, and he acts on it. It'll work for everybody. Yeah. Anybody can do this. It's not sanctioned away. It's available for everybody.
But he doesn't let the things of life get him down.
No.
Paul's personal relationship with the Lord that was so
there you go,
strong.
Mary.
First.
There you go.
There you go.
Bringing it out, Mary.
There you go.
I'm bringing it out.
People's darkness run different. What's darkness to you may not be, I may not have a problem in that area. What's darkness in me, you may not have a problem with me. The Lord would help you kill your darkness.
Amen.
Unbelief.
Getting in his presence, relationship.
Yes.
Helps you.
That'll
kill. If people won't do that, they're not going to kill it. But don't focus on the darkness.
No.
Focus on him.
Amen. Man.
The Word of God gives you the visual you need.
Why do you focus on the darkness? Because the darkness is what we're so used to seeing. But we can see it easily with our eyes.
It's designed to be a distraction.
Because we have a tendency to walk in the flesh and not the spirit.
The enemy wants you to...
Praise God, God's taken a people that's not going to be that way. We're spiritually minded.
You want that little darkness to blind you, to look like to look big in your eyes. You can't see nothing but that. If you put it too close to your eyes, your mind is on the problem. Your mind is on what's wrong. But when you look at the Word of God,
yes, amen.
The darkness falls off.
Amen.
And you can see Him, and then you can operate. Now, you can't know what's next unless you do this.
Okay.
You can't know what God can do unless you get rid of the things that's holding you back.
Come on in.
You have to do
Jesus.
It. Paul said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. The weight.
So what kind of easily beset us? It's the easiest thing in the world for it to beset us.
Some weights are not sins. It's just bad habits, bad teaching, bad training. You have to put it in this category. And you can't expect God will not honor false teachers. He can't use it. He can't back it up with signs and wonders. The enemy will use it as a weapon against you. So when you're trained, whatever God trained you for, that's where you're going to be effective. You don't have to be perfectly trained. You have to be strong enough to get this done.
That's right.
We're not. There's a lot of things I could do, but God trained me for what I'm doing.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah. And if He wants me to do more, then He'll train me for it. But I'll keep doing what He gave me to do.
Amen. A lot of people have a filter, and they filter everything that happens by their past experience. But if you put your experience against the Word, the Word should always win. But they constantly filter, you know, if their father was a terrible man, their brothers are terrible men, they lived in a neighborhood of terrible men, then they think all men are terrible because that's the filter they filter the world
through. Exactly.
But you just have to take the Word
that
and
voice
squash
too loud.
That. You have
when
to
God's
squash.
Voice is loud, then you can do something. Now, this is how He cleared it up for me. There's prophecy going forward, but He can return it in a moment.
Yes.
Here's the deal. He's looking at everything. And he already has people. The darkness will cause people to fall off. And He's not going to allow the people He already have to fall off, waiting on people to make up their mind. So He's coming at a strategic time, and He always has a plan. He's going to always have a forward plan. He has prophesied things that will happen in 2020. But every prophecy is conditional. It depends on whether the person will follow through
Amen.
Or not.
Amen.
And sometimes what He put in motion, people quit.
Amen.
But at the most strategic time, God is going to rescue His people. If He'll leave the 99 and go get one, He's already got people that the darkness can pull away. So at any moment, He can come. Mm-hmm. We won't know when it is till it happens. But the prophecy is always going forward until He does. And when he cleared that, and a lot of things made sense when he said that. But the key thing is we have to destroy everything that's not of Him.
Amen.
We better close.
Amen.
You had something you was going to say?
Well, if he, and what he's saying is unreal, but I was just going to comment on what you were saying. I want to tell you something. I'm really getting something here. I'm a dead man. I am. I'm resurrected in Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'm saying that and owning it is for me personally. I realized my daily confessions I used to do all them years, I wasn't owning them. They were not mine. They're mine now.
Amen.
I am that man.
Yes, you are.
I am sitting at the right hand of the Father in authority in Christ Jesus right now. Not maybe or Lord make me that. I am there.
Amen.
I am that man.
Amen.
And all of us are. That is in our inheritance. You know, somebody has to die to get the inheritance. Jesus did.
Yes,
the only way to... We'll close. We'll pick it up later.
Yeah, we got to. I mean, we'll be here next Sunday.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to go completely forward in you. Enjoy the ride in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Enjoy the ride.
Thank you, Lord.
That's good.
Enjoy.
Very, very good, brother.
That was a yummy steak. Thurston.
I'm telling you.
That was a yummy steak.
Baked potato and chives and cheese, sour cream and salad.
Yummy.
Don't forget the butter.
Come on now, real butter too.
The rolls and real butter.
Dr. Pepper.
Remember when we went to that restaurant?
Yes, that's all we did. We kept ordering bread. It was
I thought they were going to charge us extra for the bread, Mary, because we ate bread like little.